Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Somebody here this morning. If the money that comes into your hands is too small, it is not time to pray hard. That is the time to increase your capacity. Hello? If what comes into your hands is too small, it does not mean that God is not answering your prayer. It only means that your capacity to handle that blessing is of that same level. If you want your money to increase, if you want your influence to increase, what should you do? You must increase your capacity. Because God gives more to those who can contain more and do more. Hello? How should God give you more if you have not increased your giving capacity? Hello? Because anything God gives you is for you alone. God spoke to your heart to establish a business, employ people. But you have refused to do that. And you want God to bless you with more. He can't. He can only bless you with more when you work on your capacity to be able to establish a business and employ people. Then there is channel for more blessings. You are not clapping your hands. God does not waste resources. God does not give you blessings for you to sit on it. God is a proper investor. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. It says, when God created the heavens and the earth, there was no rain on the earth. Why? There was no man to till the earth. Nobody was available to till the ground. So God did not allow it to rain. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to do what? To rain on the earth, because there was no man to till the ground. God will not release blessing because he loves you. No, he released blessings because you put it to work. Give the Lord a clap of it. There are certain relationships God will not give you. Some people will never be in your life. Not because you are not a human being. It's because you don't know how to manage relationships. You don't know how to cover people. So there are certain relationships God will not allow you to have them. Because when he allows you, you make too many mistakes. Are you hearing me? Are you still there? Can I continue? So as Psalm 81 verse 10 C, what did he say? I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I'll fill it. The extent to which you open your mouth will tell God which level of blessing he should give to you. Praise be to God. So after the master gave them their monies or talent, he left. He did not put supervisory mechanism in place to monitor his servants. Why? He loves them knowing that they have what it takes to trade with the monies he has given them. And they'll give proper accounts. Their master was expecting them to be disciplined. Shout, discipline. Having an ability in life or having a capacity in life without discipline is making total shipwreck of your life. At a certain time of your life, you need to cultivate discipline to make meaning of your capacity. People without discipline make other people responsible for their capacity. So they'll call you and tell you that, please call me at 2 a.m. so that I can pray at dawn. Remind me so that I can bath and dress well. You have relegated the development of your life to another person. Remind me to read my Bible. There is no discipline that comes from them. What it is that God is not going to ask your neighbor about how you have used the ability he has given you. He will ask you, it is high time for you to sit up. Wake me up. Of late, I sleep too much. If eating too much makes you to sleep too much, then cut down on the size of food. This is the gospel. So you have to clap your hands. Remind me to put my goods and services on my status and send it to my potential client so they can buy from me. We have to remind you. God expects you to be disciplined and be responsible for your own development. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. When Adam sinned, God confronted him. Then he pushed the blame on his wife. The woman you gave me made me to sin against you. God asked the woman, why have you made Adam to sin? He said, the snake deceived me. Then God said, you are a bunch of irresponsible people. When I leave you in this garden, you not only eat fruit, you eat trees in addition. And blame it on people. So check out from this place. So they lost that place of glory because they did not take responsibility for their actions. Give the Lord a clap of hands. I remember there's a couple in this church, very beautiful couple. One day I called the wife and I said, why don't I see you in church? And she had many reasons. I said, listen, you and your husband, you will not die the same day. I know you love yourselves, but death, you will not die the same day. The day you die, you go and give account to God based on your works, not on the works of your husband. So if your husband is not even in town, make sure that what you have to do in God's house, you do it pepepe. Don't delegate your spirituality. Don't delegate your capacity building to another man. Because everybody will give accounts to God based on the works that their husbands have done. Is that what the Bible says? That's why in the day you die, they say your works shall follow you. Are you hearing me? You are blaming the economy for not being able to be kind. You stand before God, say it's because of the economy. They say call economy to come. Call economy to come. And there's no economy. Praise be to God. Are you still there? When God gives you blessings, there are two channels through which you can trade your blessings. Everybody has an ability. Based on the power of that ability, the blessing God has given to you, you use it to trade. How do you use it to trade? God will give you two things. One is opportunity. Shout opportunity. Shout opportunity. Opportunity in the Bible is called time and chance. Amen. As you develop your capacity, God is going to give you the time and chance to express what you have developed over the years. Praise be to God. Many years ago, I was also seated. My pastor was preaching. In my mind, I'm planning to become a private investigator, to have my own PI consultancy firm, so that I'll do certain background checks, undercover operations. Hello? Because I love everything investigation. But as I was writing notes and I was shouting amen, something else was entering into me. And now the opportunity has come for me to show what I have learned throughout the years. What I have built myself to become. Is somebody hearing me? God is going to give you a time and chance. Whether you are developing your capacity or not, we cannot tell. But one day, it will show. I say one day to do what? Amen? When their master left, he gave them three talents. When he left, he gave them the opportunity, the time to trade what they have. For every ability you have, whether acquired, whether natural or supernatural, God will give you the time and chance to put it to work. Some of you, the time you have now is your strength. A day is going to come, you no longer have strength. Jesus said, I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. Because the night season will come when nobody can work. He's talking about strength, the youthful zeal. Amen. You are single, yet you cannot wake up early and meet appointments. Now that you are married and you have troublesome children. What you are using as an excuse now, tomorrow, you may not even have it as an excuse. Is somebody hearing me at all? God is going to give you time and chance to prove yourself. Listen, nobody is better than you in life. The people you admire in life are people who are taking advantage of the time and chance God has given them. Nobody is better than you. Everybody here, there is an ability in you. When you take advantage of the time and chance that God gives you, you will also stand out. You just say amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. He said, I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. The people who become first in a race, it's not because they are the fastest runners. The battle is not to the strong. The fact that somebody enters into the ring, Manny Pacquiao and the money team, what's his name, Mayweather, and Mayweather will rip Manny Pacquiao, it does not mean that Mayweather is the strongest. Because there is a guy in a place in Volta, he's called Pueta. The guy is short. No matter how thick you are, he'll beat you. It is that guy has not had the opportunity that Mayweather has. Give the Lord a clap of him. It is God who gives chances. Are you hearing me? Nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. It's an opportunity God gave them, and they turn it around for their good. Give the Lord a clap of faith. Some of you, the opportunity God will give you is an individual. Through that individual, do you know that everybody knows somebody you don't know? But when you don't know how to keep relationships, you miss that individual, and therefore you miss the opportunity to be able to express your ability. Are you hearing me? Which job came to you? Which contract came to you? We did not pass through an individual. That because of your fervency in prayer, your contract came down from heaven. Boom! No. Are you hearing me? And the contract that came to you, God would have given it to any other person. But because you are building your capacity, he brought you that chance. I see that mega doors are about to open to you. I see mega doors about to open unto you. God will trust you with more money. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the word of God. I see in the realms of the spirit that your time is coming. I say your time is coming. Your time is coming in Jesus' name. The second channel that God gives you for you to be able to trade your blessing is that God gives you people. Shout people. No matter how great your capacity is, you cannot become greater in life without people. No matter how anointed I am as a pastor, there is not going to be church when you don't come and sit down in church. There's nothing like church when God does not bring people to church. I need people to be called a pastor. I need my wife to be called a husband and a father. If my wife is not in my life, I'll be called her. Say, hey, come here. But because of her, I am known as a husband and a father. You need people in life. Oh, you're not clapping your hands. You need people. Praise be to God. How did we get this place? It was through a gentleman called Chidi. How many of you know Chidi? So that means that in the day Chidi stepped into the church, he was carrying the destiny of us getting a place of worship of our own. But when he came to church, he did not look like somebody that God will use. Are you hearing me? Because when they sack us with the hand of lawyers and mighty letters, Chidi was the one who came. He talked to his boys, and they got somebody who was selling them, a Muslim. And Chidi spoke to the Muslim and said, "My pastor will not mess you up. Though we don't have the full amount, give my pastor a try. He's a good man. He's a good man." So based on the testimony of Chidi, not because I was anointed, God used... Oh, you're not clapping your hands. Is somebody hearing me? So God will use people to help you. It is true that there are some people who are very difficult, but you must learn how to manage people. What did I say? You must learn how to manage people. Hello? You can lose the battle, but it will happen that you may not lose the war. What does that one mean? It's not every time that you must be thinking now about your, it is my right, they must hear from me. No, I must tell him my mind. Sometimes you let things slide. It looks like you are at fault, but you know where you are going. Oh. So sometimes it is good to lose certain battles in order to win the war. Are you hearing me, somebody? You will learn a lot from people. People are blessed. People are sweet. And in fact, nobody is perfect. In their imperfection and in your imperfection, you will learn a lot. Praise be to God. One thing that helped me to believe God, to be humble and fear God, is because I have seen very proud people, very arrogant people, because of their money and their connections. They don't respect anybody. But just overnight, they lose everything and they became like nobodies. I have seen very quarrelsome people who have become bedridden, that they cannot even respond to "how are you?" How to say "I am fine." Say, "Hey, this woman, some years ago, they wish he will answer you." But sickness has taken that power away. It means that men are nobodies. Hello? There's a story of a man who is so arrogant because of the money he has. He has story buildings, and his wife goes to church. When the wife asks him to go to church, he will insult pastors. He will join all of them together. Insult them, insult the church. One day the wife was not home. He was home alone. He took his bath in the washroom that is attached to the master bedroom. He finished bath. Nobody was home. He was in his own home. After bathing, the ladder, when you bath the ladder, some sprinkle on the tile floor. Opana slipped. He hits the back of his head on the ground. That was the end. When the wife came back and saw him, they called the police. Police said, "So he slipped on a ladder." According to the investigation report, he slipped on a ladder. Ladder killed him. Ladder. How much is ladder? Then at the funeral, the wife told his relatives that "my husband is too proud. If my husband was humble, he would have lived longer than this. He's too proud." Ladder, soap ladder, brought him to a nobody. Tell someone, it is time to humble yourself. Praise be to God. Amen. And so, you will need God, you will need people. Though you need people, in fact, there are some people you don't need. We must bring that closer. There are some people you don't need. And I'm not the one who said it. It's in the Bible. The Bible has many lists of people you don't need. Romans 16:17. Let's read one. Romans 16:17. What did he say? "Now I urge you, brethren, not those who cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned." And what? Give it to us another rendition. Another verse will tell you that. Mark, one final word of counsel, friends. Keep a sharp eye out for those who take bits and pieces of the teaching that you have learned and then use them to make trouble. Give these people a wide breath. And now I make one more appeal, my brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause what? Divisions. And upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away. It didn't say manage the relationship. Stay away from them. It's not done. Proverbs 26:20. Proverbs 26:20. What did he say? It says, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no tale bearer, the strife ceases. Where there is no gossip, rumor mongerer, strife, contention will cease. Another rendition, what did he say? He says, fire goes out without wood. When you are burning firewood, once the firewood is done, the fire is also gone. And say, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. I will not say you should not make friends with a gossip. I will not say that. But when quarrels, contentions are around you, it's because a tale bearer is in your atmosphere. Somebody will always say, so haven't you heard? Have you not heard? And you too, when you hear it, you know, you are not able to keep those secrets. So you too, you must tell somebody, because your body is eating you. When you say, then you will be free. Oh, give the Lord a clap of it. 1 Corinthians 5:11, the last one. It's a lot. Yes, the last one. 1 Corinthians 5, verse number 11. It says that, but now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually what? Immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard. Yeah. Or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. Hey! Amen. Can I continue my preaching? He said, don't even eat with them. What took David to the palace in the Bible was an opportunity that presented itself, and also a recommendation from someone who knew David. I pray that your helpers will not ask of you from your haters. I just prayed a prayer for you that the one who wants to help you will not ask about you from someone who doesn't like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. May every negative word that your haters speak against you, may God turn it into your favor. May God turn it into your favor. I remember some years ago, a church called me and put me on their billboard in town. And some pastors were calling the pastor. That, oh, you know, we know you long before you knew Daniel. How come you are giving Daniel that opportunity? Can Daniel do what we can do? Then the pastor called me and told me. And the pastor said, this is what he added. Said, because of what these people have said, any program I have from today, I'll put you on the billboard, whether you are preaching or not. You are not clapping your hands. Hear me, in the place where you are conspired against, we turn it to your favor. Every conspiracy against your life, let it turn into your favor. Let it turn into your favor. Let it turn into your favor. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Yesterday during the honor, we saw a powerful scripture. I mean, Nehemiah 13 verse 2. And the Lord turned the curse into a blessing. Can you project that scripture? Nehemiah chapter 13, verse number 2. Because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. Maybe they are planning for your demotion, but it shall be for your promotion. They are trying to block chances for you, but multiple doors are opening for you. Shout amen like thunder. Every counsel against you, we turn it into your favor. So David, 1 Samuel 16:18, David was recommended into the palace of the king based on the capacity he built. Look at it. Then one of the servants answered and said, they were looking for someone to play harp so that the king would not be mad. Once you are building on your capacity, God will also give you chances. Because why? David must come to the palace. So because the king had no problem, when you read your Bible, the Bible said, an evil spirit from the Lord entered into Saul. God must create a problem just for you to solve so that your life will become better. Are you hearing me? An evil spirit from the Lord troubled Saul, and they asked, who can play the harp for Saul to be okay? Then one of the servants answered and said, look, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is what? Who is holy? Who prays for 10 hours a day? Oh my God. Who can fast 41 days to beat Jesus with one day? Who is skillful in playing one? A mighty man of valor. Three, a man of war. Four, prudent in speech. Oh, I like the fifth one. Fifth one, a handsome. Oh. A handsome person. Everybody is handsome. Everybody is beautiful. It's how you carry yourself about. Hello? When you want to be handsome, have clean shave. Smell good. Starch your shirt and iron. Brother, you are handsome. Add style to your walking. Don't walk like this. Hello? Then you are a handsome man. You want to be a handsome lady? Keep your hair neat. Dress well. Add style to your walking. You are very beautiful. Some people walk like someone is pushing them. A handsome person, and the Lord is with him. So these things are the capacities he built for that opportunity. When you come into people's mind, there is something they think about you. I'm going to mention names. Something will come into your mind. His Excellency Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Something comes into your mind. Capacity. Whatever comes into your mind, keep it to yourself. Hello? Muhammad Ali. What comes into your mind is the capacity they have built. Are you hearing me? Nathaniel Bassi. David Blessing. Amen. When your name is mentioned, something comes into the minds of people. That is the capacity you have built. Hello? So once you say Aram GH, influencer, pa. Praise be to God. And so it's not enough to pride yourself in the fact that God is with you. Even if it is the last on the list. Why? Because God is with everybody. But not everybody is skillful in playing. Not everybody is prudent in speech. Praise be to God. What was mentioned about David was capacity. What are you known for? Praise be to God. Listen, David was rejected by his father, by his mother, by his siblings. But when he was at the backside of the desert, he was building capacity. So the issue is not who has rejected you. As long as you have capacity, you have a chance in life. Are you hearing me? You have a chance in life. It's not about being liked and who is not liked. It's not about being gossiped about or not being gossiped about. The issue is whether you can do the work or not. Can you do the work? Hello? So we have been in this place for a very long time. This guy came to bypass us. It's not being there for a very long time. It's whether you have the capacity to do that particular assignment. Give the Lord a clap of hands. I see your capacity speaking for you. Amen. I see your capacity speaking for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There is this lady in this church. Her uncle, she got connected to her uncle not long ago. Her uncle is a bishop of a church in Ghana. Great bishop. When I mention his name, you know him. So, but she's in this church. And so the anchor is like, I need you to leave Peacekeepers Assembly and come to my church. And then the lady answered, uncle, with all due respect, what you should have asked is, what is your pastor teaching you? At least visit the preaching of my pastor. That has kept me like this all these years for you to meet me. Then the uncle said, hey, you have spoken. It is quite harsh, but you've spoken the truth. And I told her that your uncle was testing you. If you can leave Peacekeepers Assembly quickly, maybe because of the favors he will show you, that is how you leave him too. Are you hearing me? When someone else comes with a higher level of favor, the speed using leaving that the same speed using leaving him. Are you getting me? Before you come before great people, you must build capacity. Something about David, very powerful, prudent in speech. I was talking to my daughter who is in the UK. She attends Church of Pentecost. And we're talking about something, about how other churches open their doors to other ministries. Then she's like, so daddy, what about, why is the Pentecost doesn't open their doors to other churches and other ministries? I said, let's leave it like that. Let's talk about ourselves. Say, hey, daddy, I have learned something. God, there are some men of God that I talk to after this question. Oh, Pentecost, leave them. They think they know. They are too no people. But your ability to stop, to exercise constraint, you are prudent. Are you there with me? Or am I communicating? Yeah. Give the Lord a clap of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So life, refusal to develop capacity makes you a wishful thinker and one who desires to have things. When you don't develop your capacity, you'll be wishing, oh, I wish I travel. Traveling is not wishes. You have to go to the embassy and get visa and travel. Oh, I wish that someone will call me and give me opportunity to preach or to sing. No one will call you until they hear your preaching and your singing. So you must get it out there. If nobody's recommending you, sing your singing. You have status. Then God has given you a platform. Put camera on yourself. Be magnified, O Lord, Kidalabakoto Basa. You are highly exalted. People who like people who sing and speak in tongues, they will call you to sing for them. Are you hearing me? You must build capacity, else you will be a wishful thinker. Or you will be a receiver. I receive it. Prophesy. I receive it. No, you must build capacity. Praise be to God. Life does not give you what you wish for or desire for, but it dishes to you what you have developed capacity for. You need to build capacity, people. Because everything about your life will start and end with your capacity. Amen? Amen. Your capacity is what causes you to bounce back, even if the devil took everything away from you. I always share with you how a young man who works with ECG is taught how to detect illegal connection. And he's even taught how to do it. The day they fire him from ECG, they've not fired that skill of doing illegal connection from him. When you build capacity, the devil can take everything from you. But because of the capacity, you bounce back. I say you bounce back. Job in the Bible, he lost everything. In one day, he lost his children, his business. He lost his marriage. The wife left. But because he built capacity to trust in God. The Bible said in Job chapter 13 verse 15, he said, though he slays me, yet will I trust him. He developed on his faith in God. Many of you only believe God when things are good, when things are rosy. But when things are bad, you say, God, why me? And I ask you, why not you? Why not you? But he lost his children, 10 children in a day. I pray you will not bury your children. I don't want to know how painful it is. I don't want to know. 10 children in a day. He lost his business. He lost his marriage. But because of capacity, the devil couldn't take the integrity out of his heart. You know what the devil told God? said, is Job serving you for nothing? Touch him and see. If you not give up on his integrity. The devil knew that Job had built the capacity for integrity. What is not his own, he doesn't go for it. Hello? What is his, he protects. But what is not his own, he doesn't meddle with it. The devil took everything, but not the integrity. And based on that, he bounced back. I pray for somebody this morning. I don't know what the enemy has taken away from you. But because of the preaching you are hearing, I see you bouncing back. I see money coming back into your hands. God is giving you back opportunities. Your marriage will be established. Receive that capacity. New doors will open unto you. When you shout, amen, grace will locate you. Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 5. I just want you to know that things are not going to get easier. Things are going to be tough. But it's the tougher ones that will keep going. Amen. You are tough because of capacity. Not because you have a name of being a Christian. Praise be to God. He said, if you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you. What we are going through is synonymous to running with footmen. You are running with your peers and you are tired. Then how can you contend with horses? You are running with men and you are tired. Pastor, I can't continue. Pastor, I want to climb transformer pole. I can't do it anymore. Well, how will you contend with horses? My God. And if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the flat plain of the Jordan? You see, when Jordan floods, the water enters into holes and crevices. So animals that are hiding in the holes will come out and come to the village. So you'll be home and snake is coming because what water has entered his hole. Hyena will leave the forest and is coming. Now that there is no flood, you are giving up. What about the time that there is flood? Crab will pay you a visit. You need to build capacity. Give the Lord a clap of hands. All right, I want to quickly run. There are certain opposing factors. I'm now preaching. There are certain opposing factors that make sure you don't develop capacity. One, I'm going to rush through this, inconsistency. Anyone who is inconsistent in life will not be a fully baked individual. There are many people, they are half-baked. They are truthful in one thing, but they are thieves in another thing. Because they are not consistent. Hello? Amen? The Bible says, seest thou a man diligent in his ways, consistent, giving time to his ways. He shall not stand before mere men. That's what the Bible says. So the people you stand before is a reflection of the capacity you have built. And the thing that hinders you building capacity is when you are inconsistent. Today you are on fire, tomorrow you are not on fire. Today you had an idea. So as for this business, it will work. 2 days, 3 days, you heard that the dollar shifted from 13.5 to 15. Oh, you stop the business. You are inconsistent. Hello? You are inconsistent. You must stay at it. Praise be to God. Can I continue? When you read about Tiger Woods, how many of you know Tiger Woods? He plays golf. He practiced 13 hours a day. That is why he is a champion when it comes to golf. Because some of his contenders, as he's practicing, they are complaining. Some of them are doing all manner of things. But they want to produce this kind of result. Life is not like that. You must be consistent. Consistent. Till you have your big break. Amen? You want to be consistent. Praise be to God. I remember some years ago, before I turned 18 years, I was with a church and they gave me a congregation. They call it assembly. I ride bicycle, but I bypass 3 villages or 3 towns before I get to my church, my branch. Everybody in the church was older than me. The district pastor knows, but I said, you will be their assembly head. When I was doing that, nobody was seeing it. At night, my bicycle doesn't have light. There are a lot of potholes. So when cars are coming, they throw light on my face. I fall into the... When I was preaching, what they used to give, because it's a village, when they want to honor me, like pastor celebration, they give me granite, maize. Because that's what they have, cassava. And I'll put this thing on that bicycle. Struggle, the gift has given me burden. Struggle to push it to the house. Building consistency. Managing difficult people. Because it's a village, sometimes when they come for evening service, some of them don't bath. Some of them are fishmongers. But you have to lay hands on it. When you are getting close, you realize that the Holy Ghost is really working. The smell of the fish. But I have to love them through that kind of obstacle. God was watching. I get my point. We were doing that many years before we went to school, university, of course. Nobody saw that one. So today, when God lifts us up, it's not yesterday that we started. You stay at it. Saturdays to Sundays, my wife will tell you, I don't sleep. Now that I don't have an office, I prepare in the car. And mosquitoes will be biting me. Because when I'm in the room, I have two landlords, Jerry and Jidula. They will not let you focus. But you must stay at it. To build what? Capacity. Because there are bigger doors. This is not the end. This one what? This one. This is just the beginning. Give the Lord a clap of praise. You must stay at it. When you stay at it, there will be difficulties. But stay at it. Stay at it. Praise be to God. Number two, quickly. I want to finish in the next 5 minutes. Number two, laziness. Every lazy person gives excuses. Excuses advance laziness. A lazy man will give you all the reasons why something cannot work. There's a guy who used to be part of PKA Connect. Every time he comes to me, he's telling me the problems of PKA Connect. I say, I know there are problems, so I ask you to join the choir so that you help them to solve them. When you come back and you are telling me about the problems, why have I sent you there? Hello? People give, when you read the comment of the master when he came back, say, you wicked and lazy individual. Who are lazy people? Proverbs 22 verse 13. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Proverbs 22 verse 13. The lazy man says, there's a lion outside. I shall be slain in the street. He is in the room, but he knows that lion is on the street. Why? He doesn't want to go out and hustle. He doesn't want to fight and make it. Say, when I step out, a lion will slay me. They give all manner of reasons why they should not make something happen. Tell somebody, I am not lazy. Amen. There was a man who sat by the pool of Bethesda, John chapter 5. For 38 years, he was still having his infirmity. And when Jesus asked him, he said, because I don't have a man. But in Mark chapter 2, the Bible said that Jesus was preaching somewhere and the doors were choked. There was no way. But four men climbed the roof and made a door out of the roof. When you want to make it happen, you will find a reason. You said that in the year 2005, your father died. That's why he did not go to school. We understand. In the year 2013, your uncle also died. He had elephantiasis and he died. 2022, none of your relatives died. Hello? Nobody's dead. So why are you still where you are? Economy. I'm telling you, it is not going to be easier. If you like, change this government. The demon is... Oh, let me not go there. Hello? You must... There is no door in the roof. But Mark chapter 2 verse 4. They climbed the roof and made a door and lowered their sick brother to Jesus that healed him. Stop preaching and heal him. Hello? So why are you not calling the man who said you help him? Hey, when I call him, it's like I am worrying him. Did he say you are worrying him? He said, call me. Call him till he picks the call. If he's not picking the call, go to his office. We are quick. When we give reasons to explain why the thing must not work. But have reasons why things must work. In this economy that people are saying there's no job, I heard about a lady who was around airport. She alighted from the trotro, walk into a company, whatever thing they do that she doesn't know. He said, please, I want to see the MD. He said, do you have an appointment? He said, yes, I have an appointment. She stepped in there, said, MD, said, who are you? I said, he said, MD, as you can see, I don't know the problem you have in this company, but I can help fix it. He said, what do we do here? I said, I'm here to find out. But I am just telling you that no matter the problem, I can fix it. The MD was shocked about the audacity of the lady. Gave her a job straight. Because we don't need normal people to make it in this season. We need abnormal people to make it. Because every normal person is giving excuses. Are you hearing me? Give Jesus a clap of it. Amen and amen. Amen. Lazarus and the rich man. Luke chapter 16 from verse 19. Let me show you something powerful that can shock you. Luke chapter 16 from verse 19. Have you heard of Lazarus and the rich man? Have you heard about him? I'm going to show you why he was poor. And he died poor. Look at it. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. It's not bad to be rich. In fact, it is not demonic to be rich. In fact, I see many wealthy people today than last week. I see people here that God is going to put the oil of prosperity on your life. You live sumptuously. Some of you, we think that you have smooth skin. You don't have it because of poverty. But now, the hair on your body will begin to grow. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid where? At his gate. That means he was very close to the rich man. Listen, look, what's something that will blow your mind? Desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Desiring, oh my God. Have you seen his desire? That is why he remained poor. He was not at the gate to desire the secret of what made the man rich. But his desire is that when food falls from the table, he will eat. That's why he remained a poor man. And his friends were dogs that lick his sores. God, dogs, their desire is that, you see, when you are eating, you see your cat passing under the table. Once you know what I'm talking about, it means a lot. You are eating, then there's a dog that taps cool in the area. It's just waiting for you to finish because you have surplus. His only desire is to be fed with the crumbs. And you cannot have more than your expectation in life. His capacity cannot process forex. How do you call it? Online trading, whatever. Cryptocurrency. He's not interested. So, you know, so these kind of people, they will only come and fraud you. You have everything, fraud. So you don't take risk. You don't take business risk. His only desire is to be fed with crumbs which fell from the table. That's why when you receive compliment, he said they want to sleep with you. The way he's looking at me, he wants to sleep with me. Short capacity. All right. The next one is wrong association. Right association is needed to increase your capacity. The Bible says one will root out 1,000. Two. How many? 10,000. If you are alone, you can only do 1,000 things. But when you, the power of agreement and association, you do 10,000 stuff. Amen. You cannot pair a lion and a snail for a hunting activity. A cheetah and a tortoise that you are going to hunt. Say, who are you hunting with? A cheetah and a tortoise. It's a wrong association. Please, are you hearing me? Deuteronomy 22 verse 10. What did he say? Deuteronomy 22 verse 10. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. The last week I was telling you that if you want to marry the person you must marry, you must test the person's mind, whether he's going or he's coming. Because as you are an ox, you are designed to plow the field. But the duty of a donkey is to carry load. He doesn't plow. So the donkey is not a bad person. You also are not a bad person. But the problem is that you are yoked together in something called marriage. It will not work. So as you are talking about, let's plow, he said, let's carry. I said, let's plow, he said, let's carry. How can two people work together unless they agree? Are you hearing me? Your association determines what you can achieve in life. It determines the capacity you have to make things work. You cannot keep the association of fools and be wise. Where you are going determines your friends. In fact, look at your best friend, five of them. It's a snapshot of your life. You see, you look at your friends. You just look at, do a soul search right now. Listen to the content of what they are saying. It's a sign of where they are going. Are you getting my point? All your friends, all they talk about is Gucci bag, that they like the bag that the president's wife bought. Hello, I'm going to buy that bag in 2 years' time. It is good to buy bag, but life is bigger than bag. Yes. Amen. Why don't you talk about you becoming the manufacturer or having the factory that produces that bag? Are you hearing me? Yes. You say, ask for me, Pastor, though my friends are weed smokers, I know how to control myself. I don't smoke, Pastor, I don't smoke. I can't lie to you and God. I'm telling you, just a matter of time. You will be the ganja planter. Because you cannot be different from the company you keep. The Bible says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. You cannot be wiser than God. Choose your friends. Don't let your friends choose you. Choose your friends. Choose them. And once you want a friend, Bible says, show yourself friendly. Call them. Buy them gifts. Know their birthdays. At the end of the year, so he's a rich man, does not need anything. He needs something. Buy him gift. You are just trying to show yourself friendly. Amen. Are you still there? Yes. John chapter 5, the Bible spoke about the guy who was sitting at the pool of Bethesda. He said, I have no man. It's true. All the people that are around him are sick people. When the water is dead, how can they carry him and put? They are all sick. When you walk with a giant, you also become a giant. Is somebody hearing me? The last one, the last thing that prevents you from developing your capacity is wicked projection. That one there, you know it. Witches and wizards, they can incapacitate you. Where you are supposed to have favor, they turn the favor away. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Bow down your heads in prayer and tell God to help you not to be opposed in life. As you are trying to build your capacity, grace to make the right friends. Tell God to give you that grace. Tell God to spoil the activities of witches and wizards. Go ahead and pray. In the days where you are building capacity, every opposing force, tell God to help you with the grace to be diligent, consistent. Tell God to give you more because you can contain more and do more. Tell God you no longer be selfish, you not be self-centered. You will help humanity and sponsor the work of God. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. anything that wants to oppose your capacity to do well in life, let it be taken out of your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell God that you don't want to be lazy. You should break the power of procrastination out of your life. You don't want to be procrastinating. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, this morning, by the word of the Lord, I receive more to do more. Say, I operate above economic heats and demonic activities by the grace of God, like the way Isaac succeeded in the time of famine. I receive grace to succeed. Heavenly Father, anything I touch from today, let it yield to your purpose for my life. I roll away every opposition to my capacity to receive more.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.